You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Why are we called to help others follow Jesus? Find out more in week 6 of our series, Forward.
Good afternoon, everyone. Again, this is our 6th week in the series, Forward. Just to explain to you, the first three weeks, we talked about follow Jesus, because this series, Forward, is really all about discipleship. And what is a disciple? A disciple is someone who follows Jesus, fish for men, and fellowship with other believers. So the first three weeks, we talked about what do we mean when we say we follow Jesus? We said that it's a word of devotion to the Word, and then we need to know the essential doctrines, and there's got to be a life change. And then the last 3 weeks naman, we're concluding fish for men this Sunday. We talked about the gospel, understanding the gospel, preaching the gospel. And today, we will talk about the mandate, okay, to make disciples. And again, if you're new here, ito pong series na to is actually based on in the life of Apostle Peter, kung paano nag-move at nag-grow yung kanyang relationship with God. Imagine, Peter is one of the original 12. He was an ordinary man. God called him as a fisherman, and God called him to follow him to become fishers of men. Peter, when you look at his life, napakaganda po ng mga nangyari sa buhay ni Peter. He was only one of the few people that saw Jesus transfigured. Okay, from seeing Jesus for who he really is. He was only one, hindi lahat sila nakakita. Not all the 12 saw that. And also, Peter was the only disciple that walked on water. None of them tried it. Only Peter was able to say, Lord, if that is you, command me to walk on water and I'll come to you. And Jesus did that, and he did. And he's the only one who did that, although he sank. Pero at least nagwalk siya, di ba? Iba hindi nga nagtry eh. And yet, with all those things that Peter did, there was a time in his life that he felt he was disqualified to make disciples. Have you ever felt that way? Na parang, ako? Magdi-disciple? Ako? As in, me? Di ba? Ako ba talaga yung pinag-uusapan natin? Peter felt like that because of something he did. Because he is also the only disciple that denied Jesus 3 times. And because of the gravity of what he did, he actually felt that. He felt the gravity of that, especially on the 3rd time he denied Jesus. Jesus looked at him intently. I don't know how many people were there, but Jesus saw him, and then Jesus looked at him intently. And he realized that he just did what Jesus prophesied. And he denied Jesus. And he wept bitterly. And because of that, he really felt he no longer really qualified to make disciples. He no longer felt that God's calling in his life is ended. Has ended. Wala na, hindi na pwedeng mangyari yon. And now, ang question ko po sa inyo, have you ever been disqualified like Peter? Meron po ba dito na disqualify ka na sa game? Dahil sa magulang ka? Hindi, yung mga may anak po, mga magulang, no? Iba iniisip nyo eh. Meron po ba dito? Can I see a show of hand? Na-disqualified ka na? Maybe sa singing contest, okay? Oh, singing contest, yung iba na-disqualified. Si Noel po, last Friday, na-disqualified eh. Kasi overqualified daw siya dun sa contest, okay? Ibang klase, ibang level yun. Swag, di ba? Parang, iba yun eh. Di ba? Have you ever been disqualified? Because Peter felt disqualified. Now, there are people in the world that I saw na meron, ito po mga medyo na-disqualified o nag-fail in some areas of their lives, and yet they went on and pursued what they are, meant to do. Kagaya po ni Thomas Edison. Di ba? Thomas Edison was a guy who created or invented the light bulb. But when he was growing up, his teacher actually said about him that he was so stupid to learn anything. So stupid to learn anything. And when he was trying to invent the bulb, light bulb, he made 1,000 failures. Okay? Kaya yung reporter, tinanong siya, when he finally invented the light bulb, yung isang reporter, tinanong siya, sabi niya, how do you feel about the 1,000 failures you did? Thomas Edison said, I didn't fail 1,000 times. Inventing a light bulb takes 1,000 steps to do it. Okay, so talagang ginawa pa rin niya, no? What about this guy, Walt Disney? Okay, Walt Disney, lahat ngayon, lahat ng Disney pinupuntahan ng tao, di ba? But you know, when he started, he was fired from a newspaper because of lack of imagination. Ang labo, no? Lack of imagination and good ideas. And then because of that, he got bankrupt. Okay? And then when he wanted to build the park, dininay siya ng governor ng Anaheim. And yet, look at where he is now. Di ba? He failed, and yet he went on and did what he needed to do. Now, there's another group of people that failed last year. Terribly. I mean, lamang na sila. 3-1 na. Di ba? 3-1 na last year eh. Isang game na lang. And yet, okay, San Antonio po ako eh. San Antonio. We failed. Big time. but ito po, you know, the Golden State Warriors, diba? 3-1. And yet they failed. And pero ngayon, nandito na ulit sila. They're now in the championship again, facing the same enemy, okay? And with KD on their side. Hopefully, with a vengeance. Diba? Sino mga Golden State Warriors dito? Ayun, no? Parang di kayo nag-iingay. Diba? Sino mga Cavs? Mas konti. Sino San Antonio? Wala po. Alright. But you know, when you think about it, but again, no, last Friday po, I spoke with our youth service. I also shared something very similar to what I'm sharing with you today. And there's another group of people, there's another guy actually, who failed, who got disqualified, okay? When he was about to, you know, when he was swimming, it's a swimming competition, and he froze, and he had a false start. Swag, di ba? yung swag na yan, di ba? Yung di ba? Tatandaan niyo si Jun Yong? Jun Yong, di ba? He was disqualified. And it took him a long time. And so, when you think about that, really, each and every one of us, we failed God in some point in our lives. And sometimes, kaya po tayo, imagine, napag-usapan na po natin that we should follow Jesus. In-explain na po natin kung ano yung gospel. In-explain na po natin kung paano po tayo dapat mag-preach. And yet, marami pa rin po sa atin, we're not willing to go out and preach the gospel. There are still things in there, in us, that they still feel na, I'm not qualified to do this. Not me. Maybe my husband, maybe my brother, but not me. Okay, and Peter felt that way. And hopefully, as we read the story in chapter 21 of John, we will see that God's love is so much greater than our failures, and His calling will never be altered. Okay, so let's all stand as we read God's word today. We will be reading from John 21, verses 15 through 19. Again, open your Bibles to John chapter 21. Kung meron po kayong digital Bible, open it on your digital Bible or on a print Bible. Again, kung wala pa po kayong Bible in your digital devices, you can download Crossway ESV at Google Apps or Apple Store. It's free and you can always have Bible with you. John chapter 21 verses 15 through 19. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go." This he said to show by what kind of death he was to glorify God. And after saying this, He said to him, follow me. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you today. Thank you for your word. Ask that you would lead us and guide us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. You may now take your seats. John 21, at the beginning of John 21, you will notice that Peter was with other disciples. A few things now, because we're not going to read the entire chapter 21, but we will just talk about it, because, and then when you get home, you try to read it. John 21, it started with John telling his audience that Jesus has already appeared to the disciples two times. Okay? Nakita na ni Peter, nakita niya na si Jesus na buhay. He was actually one of the first who saw Jesus alive. And so, ito po makikita natin. So, nakita niya na si Jesus, and yet, he was with the other disciples. There were six other disciples with Peter in John 21. And wherein, ang sabi ni Peter sa kanila, I want to go fishing. Okay, I will go fishing. And the six other men said to him, okay, we will go with you. Now, anong implication nun? The implication of Peter going back to fishing is actually turning away from the call and the call that God has given him. Because again, of the feeling. Because he denied Jesus three times, he felt that he no longer qualified to make disciples. And I believe that there are many of us like that here because of some of the things that we have done in the past. Minsan, baka nga not just in the past, but you know, kailan lang? Baka nga yesterday lang, you did something and you felt that you are no longer worthy even to be called a Christian. And yet, Jesus is trying to say something to us today as we will learn in this preaching today. So, Peter was feeling like that. He felt he no longer qualified to preach the gospel. That is why he went back fishing. Why fishing? Because that was his profession. Okay, doon siya magaling eh. He was a fisherman before Jesus called him. And so, he went back fishing with six other professional fishermen. All right? Amazingly though, they fished all night and caught nothing. They caught nothing. I mean, seven professional fishermen went out fishing and they caught nada. Zero. And then what they didn't know though was Jesus was watching them from the shore. And Jesus was, seeing what was happening. Jesus called out to them. They were not very far from the shore. And Jesus called out to them and said, children, do you have any fish? And they replied, no. And then Jesus said to them, throw your net on the right side. And they did. Amazingly, I don't know why they obeyed a person. They didn't know who it was. But they obeyed. And when they obeyed, okay, there were this big catch. Verse 11 will tell you that there were 150 fish that were caught that day. It was so big, okay, na hindi na nila pwedeng ilagay yung net dun sa bangka. They have to drag the net all the way to the shore. And when they saw this big catch, okay, all of a sudden John, it's like a light bulb. Okay, bigla na click. It's the Lord. That's the Lord telling us what to do. And Peter, without thinking, Peter being Peter, okay? Talagang nakahupad siya ng konti. So hinayos yung sorso niya, lumuntag siya, at pinuntahan niya kagad si Jesus. And when he got to the shore, to his surprise, may nakahanda ng breakfast in bed. Breakfast in the beach pala. Okay. Mayroon ng breakfast. Can you imagine that? And then Jesus showing his love towards him. Peter wasn't searching for Jesus. Peter wasn't looking for Jesus at this time. Peter, like you and me, when we sin against God, ang natural tendency po natin is not to run to Jesus. Natural tendency po natin, pag nagkakamali tayo sa Panginoon, we try to turn away from Him. And we try to run away as far away from Him as possible. And yet, the amazing story is that Peter wasn't searching for God, but Jesus was pursuing him. Jesus continued to pursue him, not only pursued him, but prepared breakfast for him. Wow. Yung mga young people dito, na-gigi na ba kayo? Hindi. Walang young people dito? May youth ba dito?
Alam niyo yung GG, di ba? Parang walang youth. Ako lang yata ang youth dito. Then, pagka na-GGG ka, naranasan mo na ibig na-GG ka ng parents mo, kauuwi mo pa lang. Okay? Hindi ka pa kumakain. Okay? Dahil ang tagal mong uwi, galit na yung nanay mo, hindi ka na binakain-GG ka pa. O kasi nabung ka na, binalawang ka, kinula ka pa. Kumpletos, ricados, bago ka pa kainin. Pero si Jesus, ibang klase. Jesus did not, you know, hindi niya sinermonan si Peter and the rest of the disciples, he actually prepared breakfast for them. That's a leadership skill and a lesson we could learn. Bago nating sabunin, okay, at bandawan, pakainin mo muna. Diba? Diba, imagine these people, they were tired. They were fishing all day, all night. They caught nothing. They were so frustrated, they were tired, and then all of a sudden, Jesus showed up. Why? Because Jesus is trying to show Peter something. He was actually trying to show the rest of the disciples something. And this is it. This is number one, failures and sins do not disqualify us from God's love. Jesus did not say, I love you, Peter, in this passage, but he actually expressed his love to the disciples by preparing breakfast for him. That's what he did. I mean, he pursued him. He initiated the talk. He prepared everything so that he will be ready to say something. And the amazing thing is, this is what Jesus said. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, son of John, do you love me more than this? Do you love me more than this? Okay, ang tanong dyan, what does more than this mean? Ano yun? Kay Peter, ano yung more than this? When Jesus was talking to him after breakfast, okay? After he's eaten, okay? Tinanong siya ni Jesus, do you love me more than this? Ano yung kay Peter? Ano yung more than this? Well, to Peter, it could be his profession. It could be his fishing skills. This is, you know, Peter, Jesus is saying, Peter, do you love me more than your fishing? Or maybe Jesus is saying, Peter, do you love me more than the company of the disciples? Or maybe Jesus is saying, Peter, do you love me more than your failures? Huh? More than your failures? Actually, sa totoo po, meron pong mga taong gano'n, no? When after failing so many times, they fall into what they call paralysis analysis. Okay, they do not want to change. They do not want to do anything, but they love to talk for endless hours about how much they failed. Meron kayong nakilalang ganun? Yun ang pinag-uusapan na, but when it comes to changing their, you know, their situation, they don't want to talk about it. And that's what, you know, maybe what Jesus is saying to Peter, do you love me more than your failures? Or to some people naman po, it could be something that is victorious. Diba? Something that, you know, success. Sometimes, pag nung wala kang trabaho, okay, pray ka. Pag-pray nyo naman po ako, wala akong trabaho. Nung nagkatrabaho, wala ka na ng Sunday, nagtatrabaho ka na rin. Diba? Parang, you know, and God will ask you, do you love me more than this? Iba po, walang anak. Nagpa-pray, nagka-anak. And ngayon, ang sentro ng buhay nila, yung anak na nila, hindi na si Lord. Iba naman po, di ba, iba naman, pa-pray ng pa-pray. Lord, Pastor, pag-pray mo ako kasi single pa rin ako hanggang ngayon. Baka din, nung pinag-pray mo, nagkaroon ng boyfriend na wala na sa church. Di ba? Hello? Or maybe some of you, you know, some singles here are desiring a relationship. And you're just, you know, you're so close to God right now because wala kang ka-relationship, sikat lang. Di ba? Kailang ni Lord. Pero baka nagkaroon ng iba, would you love Him more than that? To some people, business boy. Di ba, nung wala kang business, nung your business are not doing so well, you're always in church, you're always serving God, you know, you're always praying, you're always reading your Bible. Now everything is okay, masyado ka lang busy. Wala ka ng time kay Lord. Jesus is asking you the same thing today. Do you love me more than this? Now to some young people today and young professional, ito po ang tanong ko sa inyo. Do you love Jesus more than this? Si Park Bogum, no? Because some, you know, alam mo, sa totoo lang po, no, ang dami pong tao ngayon, they are so, you know, they're, ginain na sila ng Korean drama, no? Tapos makikita mo sa Facebook, naka-post pa, 16 episode. Okay? Parang. Tapos lahat ng Korean term, alam na, anya nga sa'yo. Hajima. Swag. Lahat alam mo na. And yet, do you love Jesus more than the Korean telenovela? Because sometimes you say, no, I love Jesus more. Really? How much time do you spend reading your Bible? How much time do you watch Korean novela? All day. Hello? Do you love me more than this? Because what's amazing is when Jesus was trying to, restore Peter, he did not ask him, Jesus did not ask Peter, have you done so many things? No. Jesus was dealing with the heart, not with the behavior. Kasi po, minsan akala natin, pagka nagkamali tayo kay Lord, ang kasagutan doon, behavior. Ay, kailangan magsisimba ako ng tatlong service today. Ay, kailangan limang chapters babasahin ko. No, that's not the issue. Jesus is asking you, do you love me more than this? Now, what's another interesting about Peter is that whenever he would do something for God, he would always do it with other people. With other people. When Jesus called them, he called the 12. Remember that? And then, nawala na nandas, no? Nahiwalay na nandas. Pero there were always 12. And then when the Holy Spirit came in Acts chapter 2, Peter stood in front of so many people and he preached. 3,000 came to know the Lord. But he wasn't alone. The 11 was with him. When he went to, when he went to the temple, going to the temple, a beggar came up to him and said, and looked at him and asking for alms. Remember that story? He was with another disciple. And then, when he went to Cornelius' house last week, natandaan niyo, last week nandun siya sa bahay ni Cornelius. Okay. And then, yung story, last week, di ba? Last week, binag-usapan natin si Cornelius, and when he went to Cornelius' house, he wasn't alone. He was with other disciples. The only time Peter did something alone, was when he denied Jesus 3 times. And not only was he alone, he was following Jesus from a distance. That's what sin does to us. When we sin against God, we try to follow Jesus from a distance. Peter understood it too well that you cannot live a Christian life alone. Alam niyo kasi nagkaanlaki ng kasalanan ang ginawa niya kay Jesus when he did it alone. That is why, again, we are encouraging you. If you are not done with one-to-one yet, we encourage you to be a part, okay? And do a part of the campaign. Ano ba yung one-to-one? Hindi po to secret society, okay? Hindi po to secret things na ginagawa. Booklet po yung one-to-one. Okay, sino po sa inyo dito tapos na kayo mag one-to-one? Raise your hands. Tapos ka na ng one-to-one. Raise it high. Tapos ka ng one-to-one. Ayan. Okay, very good. Now, tanungin mo ngayon yung katabi mo, nag-one-to-one ka na ba? Pag hindi pa nag-one-to-one, i-one-to-one mo na. Okay? Because we believe, as a believer, in victory, ito po yung maniniwala namin. It doesn't matter how old you've been a believer. Okay? Kasi po meron po dito sa atin, no? Galing po kayo sa ibang church. And some of you are actually feeling, 12 taon na akong Christian. Leader pa ako dun sa church namin. Tapos pawa one-to-one mo ako sa someone, nakahapon lang na-save. Hello? There are people like that. They don't want to do one-to-one because they feel that they know more. It doesn't matter. Okay, what is important is that we do things together. And if you believe that this is a church for you, you believe that this is your home church, you believe that this is where God called you, grafted you into this family, one-to-one is our start. This is where we all start. And as you do one-to-one, okay, as you do one-to-one, then you get part, if you become part of a victory group. Because Peter understood that. Peter is just trying to tell us how important it is to walk the Christian walk with some people that you trust. That some people that can help you.
First Peter, that is why he said in First Peter chapter 5, verse 8, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone. For someone. When you think about it, when you fall into sin, when you look at things that you shouldn't be looking at in the internet, were you alone? Most likely. But you wouldn't be looking at that with your children. You wouldn't be looking at that with your wife. When you committed something that you know you're not supposed to be doing, when did you do it? Did you do it with a group of people? Or did you do it alone? Truth of the matter is, whenever we sin against God, normally it happens when you are alone. Because that's where the enemy will try to attack you. That is why it's so important to have people around you. That's why Peter said, pagka hindi ka nag-iingat, ganito mangyayari sa iyo. The enemy will come and get you. Not only that, Peter also learned, most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other. For love covers a multitude of sins. Peter understood that day. Peter understood that day that Jesus did not even mention his sin. But Jesus simply covered his sin and offered him forgiveness and love. Because God's love is greater than any sin we've ever committed. Do you believe that? Alam ko, kasi minsan iniisip natin, and then laki ng kasalanan ko kay Lord, hindi niya na ako love. No, you're wrong. There is nothing you can do for God to love you less. Because His love is not dependent on what you can do and can't do. It's all dependent on who He is. God's love is more powerful than any sin. It can turn a sinner from his sinful ways. And that's what happened to Peter. When he understood the love of God, he went out and preached the gospel to many people. Not only is our failures and sin that do not disqualify us from God's love, the next point is shortcomings do not disqualify us from God's calling. You see, God called us as a church. You see, when we read this scripture in John chapter 21, many people, when they read John chapter 21, they tend to start believing and saying that this is just referring to the pastors. No, I don't think so. Peter, before he became a pastor, he was first a disciple, a follower of Jesus. Okay? So this is what Jesus said. This is in verse 15 to 17. I didn't just put the verses. Do you love me more than this? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Feed my lambs. That's what Jesus said. The next thing. Do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Tend my sheep. The third time, Jesus said, do you love me? Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. And then Jesus said, feed my sheep. You know what's so interesting here is that Jesus is now asking him three questions. Okay, three questions, but it has nothing to do with his sin. Notice that. Because Jesus wasn't thinking of his behavior, but he was really trying to move and really get to his heart. Jesus was trying to get to the heart of Peter. What is in your heart, Peter? And then Peter gave three affirmations and said, Lord, you know I love you. I love you, Lord. And then God gave him three commands, which is basically the same thing. He said, feed my lambs. You know, lambs, look at this. When God first called Peter, Peter called him to become fishers of men. For Peter, that's kind of easy. Because he understood the metaphor of fishing. Because he was a fisherman. But now, from fishing, what Jesus is saying to Peter, now that you know them, now that you've won them into the kingdom, I want you to feed them.
Okay, lambs are smaller sheep. Okay, they're hindi full grown. So you need to feed them. And as they grow, they become sheep. You need to take care of them. Tend means take care. What Jesus is now saying to Peter, from fishing, Peter, I want you now to shepherd these people. And then the last thing he said was, feed my sheep. You know why? Because sheep still needs feeding. They never stop eating. Do you know that? Sheep are always eating. Pag inaral niyo po yung characteristics ng sheep, they eat more than they sleep. All right? They never stop eating. And they're not the smartest animal in the world. But they are good followers. I think that's why Jesus wants us to be like sheep. He's our shepherd. Yung good follower, okay, you know? Pero yung not the smartest, parang hindi maganda. Kasi they're good followers. Pagka may nakita yung isang sheep, may lumuntag sa bangin, lahat sila lulundag to their death. That's how, you know, how great of a follower they are. That's why they need good shepherd. Alright? And then, hindi lang yun, they're also very social social animals. They get agitated pagka nag-iisa lang sila. They like going in groups. Okay, according sa nabasa kong study, sabi doon, pagka yung sheep, apat lang, tapos nilagay mo nung mag-graze, hindi sila kakain. Because they feel agitated. But if you put five sheep together, then they'll eat. Okay? Ganun sila. And I think that's why the reason why Jesus is calling, you know, wanting to call us like sheep, because he understood that we cannot do life alone. Hello? And Peter's calling was never changed or altered because of his sin. And same is true with you and me. Maana ikaw, nandito ka ngayon and you're feeling na, Pastor, ang laki na ng kasalanan ko kay Lord. Okay? Yan, nagsisimba ako palagi, pero iba yung buhay ko pag Monday. I am not qualified. No, God is saying to you today, His love is greater than your sin. And His calling has not changed. He still calls the church to make disciples of all people. That's His calling. And look at what Jesus said to Peter before he failed, before he denied Jesus. In Luke 22, it says, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift each of you like wheat. But I have pleaded in prayer for you, Simon, that your faith should not fail. So when you have repented and turned to me again, strengthen your brothers. And this is what we are now seeing in chapter 21 of John. Peter has now repented and has now turned again to Jesus. And Jesus is saying, your calling is still the same. Feed my sheep. Hello? God's calling is greater than our shortcomings. God's calling is greater than our shortcomings. You know, when you think about this, when you think about, have you ever been disqualified? When we talk about disqualified, it means that you did not reach the standard. Di po ba? When you think about it, none of us have reached the standard. None of us is qualified to make disciples. None of us have made it. But there is only one person who made it. And because of what he did on the cross for us, he qualified us to follow him. Only Jesus was able to, you know, to do the things that God called him to do. And I want to leave this with you today, that only Jesus qualifies all of us to follow him. Only him. Not because we're too smart, not because we're too good, not because we're good looking. No. It's all because he called us. Because none of us is qualified to do it. Not only Peter, but all of us. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Mukhang qualified ba yan? Because of Jesus, qualified yan. Not because of what they do. John, verse 19 and 22 says this, and after saying this, he said to him, follow me.
follow me. And Jesus said to him in verse 22 as well, if it is my will that he remain, referring to John, until I come, what is that for you? You follow me. Really, when you think about it, again, nobody and none of us is qualified to follow Jesus. But when Jesus restored Peter, he really went straight to the heart and said to him, do you love me? Because following Jesus and discipleship is really all about loving him. Loving Jesus. Because the more we love Jesus, the more we will follow him. And the more we will follow him, the more we will lead other people to follow him. I read this quote in the internet, and I want to show this to you. God does not call those who are qualified. Lahat po tayo yan. He qualifies those whom he has called. Tayo rin po yan. Like Peter, not only did he feel disqualified, but he wasn't really qualified until Jesus qualified him to follow him. And only Jesus can qualify us to follow him. And as a response to that, let us all follow him together and lead others to follow him.